Hey y'all, it's Lens. This is Oddly Adulting, episode 2. And I kind of waffled a little bit about what to talk about in this episode because I was trying to decide, okay, should I just get straight into some topics? Since that is ultimately my goal, is just, I just want to be able to talk about things that interest me or talk to other people about things that interest them, because that's what I like to listen to. When I listen to a podcast, I get bored really fast if the subject matter is the same. So I don't subscribe to any podcasts that are single topic podcasts, unless it is a short series. A short series would be something like Serial, where you get 10 episodes and it's all about, you know, one singular event, say. Or there's a podcast that I listened to that was really fascinating called The Dream. And it was all about how MLMs work and kind of with some investigative journalism, like an investigative journalism type approach to it with, you know, interviews and things like that. Oh, there was another one I listened to called The Dropout. And it was all about this girl named Elizabeth something. Now I can't remember what her last name was. But she was supposedly the youngest self-made billionaire. I think that's right. Billionaire. At the time that she had this company, and it turned out it was all a scam. And so the whole thing was really interesting to find out, like who she said she was and what she said she was doing. But anyway, so all of that to say, those are all good podcasts. Feel free to go listen to them. Feel free to do whatever you want, actually, because this is America. It's a free country. Do whatever you want. But I'm saying I liked those, you know, so, but don't take my word for it. Give you a little LeVar Burton spin on it. That just totally dated me. So if you're younger than I don't know what age, you probably have no idea who LeVar Burton is, but that's cool. Anywho, I don't subscribe. Is that the right word? Yes, subscribe. I don't subscribe to any podcasts that are single topic. So I would get really bored listening to a podcast that was always about one thing. So my favorite podcasts are, first of all, the first thing is that I have to be able to stand the sound of their voice, because let's be honest, there are some people who have a voice that just grates on your ever-loving nerves. And, you know, sometimes those people are your family, but you have to listen to those people. But you don't have to listen to someone who is podcasting with a really annoying voice. That's just, you know, it's like I said, it's a free country. You don't have to do that. So I don't. If someone's voice really annoys me, I will not be able to continue listening to the podcast. So I actually had kind of a moment where, well, I'm gonna explain more about this in just a minute, but I'm gonna put the cart before the horse for a second. When I was considering starting a podcast, almost my immediate, like my first thought was, I really enjoy listening to podcasts. I wonder if I could do a podcast. And then my second thought was, no, I hate the sound of my own voice. You know, because every video I've ever heard of myself, my voice is so annoying. It's just, it's a weird voice to me when I'm listening to it on video. But I was really surprised when a couple months ago, a friend of mine got me to start using this app called Voxer, which is a voice, like a voice recording. You exchange voice messages and you can leave, you can listen to them in real time. Like if someone well, we call it voxing. If someone is voxing you, you can listen while they're doing it. And then you can text on it as well. It's a messaging sort of app as well. But she was saying, you know, I'd really love to, this is a lot easier for me than live phone calls, you know, cause we all have kids and she's got little kids. And so she's saying, this allows me to, we can kind of have a conversation, but sort of on our own terms, like I can wait until the baby's asleep or whatever. I can do it in the car. Anywho, I just said anywho twice in a row. Ew. I don't even say that. That's not even really a I don't think that's a thing I say. I do have some family members that are from Minnesota though, and I think that's my Minnesota showing when I say anywho, because that is not a Southern thing. Anyway, oh thank goodness. I redeemed myself. Anyhow, we started using Voxer, and I was pleasantly surprised when listening back to, I think I was trying to remember what I had said about something or making sure that what I said about something wasn't like too harsh or whatever. I was pleasantly surprised that my voice playback on Voxer didn't sound nearly as grating as it does on video. So I don't know if there's something about video compression or something when you're talking and it's getting turned into video where it makes your voice sound strange. But yeah, I overcame that hurdle because here I am talking into a microphone, talking into the void. But a couple months ago, oh yeah, it was the same time. Okay. Yes. This is where I was going with that. That sounded like I was totally lost in space, and I was momentarily, but I'm back. A couple months ago when my friend and I started using Voxer to talk back and forth, I joked because you can leave up to a 15-minute long message at a time, continuous talking. And she would send me these like 4 or 5, maybe 6 or 7, maybe 8-minute long messages. And it seemed like if I wasn't careful, I was almost always sending back messages that were like 10, 12, 13, 15 minutes long. And so one day I jokingly said, "And this concludes my podcast for the day." And she said, "You totally should podcast. That would be so awesome. You'd be so good at." She's my friend who's very good at exhorting others and encouraging and all of that. And so she totally encouraged me. Which I don't know if I had thought too much about it. Like I said, my first thought was, I enjoy podcasts. Maybe I should make one. And then my second thought was, no, your voice is annoying. Who would want to listen to that? I also feel like I talk really slow, which is a problem with being Southern. You talk slow and people think you are slow, especially if you go other places and you're not just in the safe South where everybody talks slow and it takes forever, to get through a conversation. But I do think that I talk slow and I do think that I talk weird. And so that kind of put me off for a little while. But anyway, so I wanted to tell this story I'm going to tell you, have y'all ever heard that comedian? What's his name? Ron something. And he says, "I told you that story so I could tell you this story." And he tells a story about being called Tater Salad. It's the blue collar comedy tour guy, Ron something or other. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you this story so I can, I told you that story so I can tell you another story. My husband and I were laying in bed one night, and usually in the evenings, we watch our shows. We have a couple different shows that we watch, like every season. And then if we're in between, you know, if there's not a show that's airing every week that we look forward to, we'll get into some other show. Like we've watched The Office all the way through a couple times, that kind of stuff. But, we didn't have any shows that were on. And so usually we'll do just that like typical 2019 thing. And he's scrolling on his phone, I'm scrolling on my phone. And so he is usually scrolling a website called Plane Traders or a website called Barnstormers. So both of which are basically like Craigslist for planes. So he got his private pilot's license 2 years ago. And obviously we don't own a plane. We definitely rent the plane. Not we, he rents the plane. And, once a year around our anniversary, I agree to go flying with him, but flying in small planes is not really my thing. I trust him implicitly. I do not trust the air. Okay. I don't like it. It's bumpy. it's unsettling. I have to do all kinds of visualizations and pretend like I'm on a pontoon boat and I'm like riding the waves and Luke Bryan is singing to me in the background. Like that's how I get through a plane ride in a small plane. So I don't torture him by being his passenger more than once a year. But anyway, so he'll lay there and he'll scroll on his plane websites. And then I'll be scrolling, you know, the socials, or I'll be checking my email, or I'll be texting with a friend or whatever. What else do I do on my phone? The majority of my time on my phone is probably spent between the podcast app, the social medias, my phone, my picture rolls, that kind of stuff. But I don't really play games on it or anything like that. And I don't have any pet websites that I go to. Like, I'm not really into celebrity news or anything like that. But anyway, we'll be doing that phone scrolling thing. And so I was sort of, you know, just like daydreaming. And so I said, I wonder if it's hard to podcast. Like, I wonder how you do it. You know, I mean, I know you talk into a microphone and I know it records and you have to put it somewhere, you know, upload it somewhere so that other people can listen to it. But like, what do you think it's hard? I wonder how you, like, do you think you need, like, what do you think you use? Like a microphone, or could you just like plug in your earbuds and do it on your phone? And so I was seriously just thinking out loud, just wondering out loud, rambling. And he's just over there scrolling, you know, kind of not really, you know, not really responding like sometimes he's known to do, because apparently I talk a lot or something. So at a certain point, I got sleepy. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna turn the light out, you know, good night. I guess I had already written in my journal for the night. I write in my journal every night. I'll talk about that probably in depth at another point in time, because I have an idea that I want to do about the journal thing. So I went to sleep. And so the next morning, I wake up and, you know, typical first thing you do, what do? Grab your phone, right? See what happened overnight. So I check my email. Check my text messages, check my email, and there is an order notification from Amazon from like 11, you know, 41 p.m. the night before. And in the order is a microphone stand, the screen thingy so that you don't sound like you're, you know, eating mac and cheese into the microphone while you talk. And I think some headphones. Like there was like four or five things in there. And I was like, what is all this? And so, duh, I was laying there the night before just rambling to, you know, and he was not scrolling Barnstormers. He was scrolling Amazon, and with literally no feedback from me, he bought the whole thing that was needed. I guess he probably went and researched on, because he's a tech guy. Like, he works in the tech industry. He probably went and read a bunch of blogs and researched like what kind of stuff you need, because I would not have the first clue. I don't have the first clue about, you know, what bitrate anything needs to be in, or like megabytes, gigabytes, kilobytes. I took a computer class one time and learned about that stuff so that I could teach it to the old ladies in our office when we lived overseas. But all of that knowledge is completely obsolete now in my brain. So he did all of it. That's what I'm saying. He did all of it. And so as of today, so on my last podcast, I said something like, I'll probably have an email address, or I'll have a website or something. So as of today we have spent, it's the weekend, and we've spent a good portion of this afternoon multitasking and doing some other stuff that needed to be done. But he has now, I have a website, oddlyadulting.com. It has content. I have an email address, oddlyadulting@gmail.com. And I think the spelling on these is pretty self-explanatory, but I'll throw it out there anyway, just in case. It's ODDLYADULTING. Oddly Adulting. @gmail.com or oddlyadulting.com. And he created art. Now, the art was my idea. Our daughters went to art camp this summer. And they really surprised me by bringing home some pretty great little pieces of art. In fact, like, I was so surprised. I think I actually hurt their feelings when they came home from art class, because I was like, wow, these are really good. Like, I mean, they're like really good. And they were like, we know, our teacher told us. And I was like, no. But I mean, they're really good. Like, I want to put these up on the wall. And they're like, okay, we get your point. You thought we were going to suck, but we didn't. So anyway, I have all this great kid art laying around. And there's this one piece in particular that I love so much. It is a flamingo. And flamingos are like our family, mascot or something like that. Because our youngest daughter, from the time she was little, I started buying clothes that had flamingos on them. You know how clothes kind of, like, flamingos were sort of a thing. In fashion, I guess, like 6 years ago. So I bought several pieces of clothing that had flamingos on them, and I thought they were cute and everything. But when she started talking, her way of telling people how much she loved someone or something is she would relate it to how much she loved it compared to her mango clothes. So she started, that was the cute thing, was it first she started calling the flamingos mangoes, and then she had, in particular, she had a couple of outfits that had flamingos on them, and she called them her mango clothes. And she would say, I love you too, my mango clothes. Like, oh, it was so cute. Oh, it was so adorable. She did that for the longest time. So we've continued the flamingo, but, you know, we don't call them flamingos. We call them mangoes because she called them mangoes. So now they're mangoes. So, don't come to our house and ask for a mango for a snack, or I'm going to dice up a flamingo for you. But, anyway, we call them mangoes. So she painted me this adorable mango, and it's like if Van Gogh was a 6-year-old little girl who was obsessed with flamingos, this is the type of painting that would result. It's kind of impressionistic. It's a little, you know, Van Gogh was like a little, not sloppy, but, you know, he was a little free form, little impressionistic. It's so good, y'all. So anyway, when you see the art, the podcast art, I don't even know what that thing is called. I'm sure Chris knows what it's called now, because now he knows everything about podcasting, but we've got art, we've got website, we've got email. It's like a real thing. It's like the real. It's official. This is a podcast. So we also had to fuss with iTunes for about 4 hours, because I don't know why people say that Apple is so much more user-friendly. I mean, I get it. Yeah, when we're talking about how many buttons does your phone have. I don't know if I'm the only person. I have nonstop problems with iTunes on my computer, on my phone, on everything. Like, my music will disappear and then it will magically come back. One time we went on a road trip and we were going to Indiana to see Luke Bryan in concert. That's something you'll hear about again. But anyway, we're going to see Luke Bryan in concert. So obviously, what do I want to listen to the whole way there? I want to listen to Luke Bryan, clearly. So I plugged my phone up to the rental car, and that was my mistake. Oh my gosh. All my music disappeared. It was like, I guess maybe the person that drove the car before me had an iPhone and imported their library or whatever you do. We drive old cars, so I don't understand it. Whenever I get into a rental car, it's like I'm driving a spaceship. That's what I feel like. So whatever they did, when I plugged my iPhone up to it, or actually I didn't even plug it. See, what am I saying? I don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't plug stuff into a spaceship. You Bluetooth. Okay. So I let it Bluetooth connect to the car, and it wiped my music. I don't even know how that happens. but, you know, that never happened on the Jetsons, so I kind of feel cheated. Like, how are we this far into the future and stuff like that can still happen to dumb people like me? But anyway, so I had no Luke Bryan to listen to for the whole way there. But anyway, we did listen to a podcast, so that was good. We listened to season 2 of Serial, which if you haven't listened to, man, what a story. I never know what to think about stuff like that. I'm kind of naive, so I'd probably just believe what anybody told me. But anyway, I am officially a podcaster, which probably makes this the most boring podcast I could do, because I haven't talked about anything except the fact that this podcast exists. That's not even like a real episode. Sorry about that. I told you we were going to learn this together. So apparently I'm really taking myself seriously about that. And I'm feeling like I need to tell you every single thing. That's probably a personality flaw. I'm sorry. I am paying for counseling, so I'll bring that up in one of my sessions. And now I'm getting close to the time limit that I said that I would set for these episodes, because I don't even know if anyone will ever listen to them. So wouldn't it be embarrassing if you recorded like a 60-minute podcast, your first podcast was like an hour long and absolutely no one listened to it? That'd be terrible. Especially since once something's on the internet, you can never ever get it back. But anyway, the podcast is live. We're here. Chris has discovered everything. Well, probably not everything, but you know, enough. He's discovered everything he needs to know to officially launch a podcast for me. So that's just, I'm just surprised. I really am. I'm really surprised that I'm doing this. I feel if I think about it too much, I'm going to think it's dumb. So I'm going to not think about it. But to circle back to something that I said at the beginning, I wanted to say, here is what I plan on talking about on this podcast, because it's not going to be a single topic thing, because I would get bored and I would run out of material, and then it would be like, you know, well, what should I even say? I don't even know what to say. So I'm just going to talk about anything that interests me. So here are a few things that, as I was having to write up my descriptive paragraph for iTunes, these are some of the things I listed. Okay. Homeschooling, stay-at-home mom, parenting, homesteading, although we don't really homestead. We do like homestead, like ultralight, but anyway. Real estate. Of course, now I'm blanking. I wrote down a whole bunch of things. Let me think. Real estate. Oh, meal planning, organizing, camping. Let's see. Oh, children who are obsessed with Little House on the Prairie, because that's a crowd pleaser. Interviewing other odd people, because I know I'm not the only one out there. And petty rants. That's what I'm really looking forward to. I just don't have anything fresh on my mind. Otherwise, I'd do a petty rant just for fun. But petty rants, what it's like to live overseas, what it's like to repatriate. Maybe I'll talk about giving birth. I don't know. I like talking about that, so maybe it'll come up. I gave birth in an odd manner at least once. I had a home birth, so that's pretty odd. So we'll probably talk about that. And also, the perennial debate of which way the toilet paper should come off the roll. And there's only one correct answer to this, as we know. I'm going to assume y'all are the same side as me. It has to come off the top. If it's on the bottom, you're doing that constant like spin. It's like, come on, like you're spinning and you're spinning. And then what happens? All of a sudden, a gigantic long stream of it comes flying off and hits the floor, and that's gross. So anyway, those are some of the things you can look forward to, or maybe decide at this point. This could also serve as a warning. Like, whoa, I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't want to listen to this anymore. So there's your warning. And so all I have to say is this. If you like what you hear, awesome. Tell a friend. Hey, if you're bored and you have about 25 minutes to spare Like, maybe you need to fold a basket of towels, or that's an inside joke, by the way. Maybe you need to fold a basket of towels, or maybe you need to drive to the grocery store. Maybe you're like me and it takes you about 15 minutes to get to the grocery store and then about 15 minutes to get home. You know, check it out. And then on the flip side, if you don't like what you hear, tell a friend of me, because maybe it'll annoy them too. All right. Well, my stopwatch says I've been talking for 25 minutes already, and I don't know how that's possible, but I told myself I was going to cut myself off at 25 minutes. So because I'm a rule follower and a promise keeper, there you have it. If you made it all the way to the end of this, I love you. Jesus loves you. And I'll be back with more on another day. Bye. And the intro music is by Kevin MacLeod, Winner Winner.